Right. So you don't.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so let's just review from yesterday. So the facts were, is while the guy is running to Ari Meklat, could the relative kill him? Okay? If he doesn't go to Ari Meklat, or if he stays home from Ari Meklat, or he leaves Ari Meklat, definitely he's subject to being killed. Okay? While he's in Ari Meklat, definitely not. The question is, while he's in transit, on his way to Ari Meklat, that's a machlokas. Do you say that he's shaykh, he's allowed to be killed, or he's not allowed to be killed? Okay, by the Gohal Adam, by the relative.
Is the machlokas whether we look at the derech of to the, like the way as part of it?
Something or? Like that. I mean, that's one way of looking at it. So okay. One svara we said two different svaras. One svara is like, yeah, what's the machaper? Is the machaper the or what's the kolet? What's protecting him? Is it the location? Right, it's like base. Like you're safe in Ari Meklat. You're not safe. What do you say? It's like the mitzvah of running, the mitzvah of going to Ari Meklat. And the mitzvah begins when you're running. The running is the beginning of the mitzvah. You have to run there and live there. So it's like you're already osik in the mitzvah of Ari Meklat when you start running. Right? Because that's what we're trying to figure out. How could you even recognize the running? The running is nothing, you know? But the running is not you're not actually there. If you say it's the location which protects, then fine, then it's not going to work. But if you say that it's the mitzvah, and you say the beginning of the mitzvah is the running, you could claim. I mean, you could say the running is just the hechsher, right? You could have argued the mitzvah is to live there, and the running is just the preparation. But this way, this svara would say that the mitzvah is the mitzvah, and the mitzvah begins with the run. Okay? That was one svara he said. The other svara, which I like better, is to say no. No, the mitzvah is the mitzvah, is the living there. The question is a different question. Is that how do you understand, if you kill b'shogeg, what are you chayef? Okay, what's the onesh for killing b'shogeg? One way to learn is really a chayef misa. You really deserve death. But it's a death with a ticket to life, which is Ari Meklat. It's essentially the chayef is, you killed. You weren't careful about human life, it's your fault. You killed, you're chayef misa. But the only thing is, since it was shogeg, therefore you have a ticket to life, which is if you get kapara, if you go through this tshuva process, you go to Ari Meklat. So Ari Meklat buys you life. Right? But you're really a chayv misa until you buy yourself life. And if that's the case, then if you're not an Ari Meklat, then you're chayv misa, and the guy can kill you. Right? Until you get there. When you get there, then that's what gives you life. But until that point, there really is a chayv misa. Right? That's one way of looking at it. The other way is to say, no, you're not chayv misa for killing a b'shogeg. Killing a b'shogeg is a b'shogeg. Right? It's a b'shogeg. What do you chayv? You chayv galus. Right? The only thing is, a guy can't say, you know what? I'm not going to galus. I don't care. I'm not going. Force me. How are you going to force me? Right? You could force me to get whipped. I'll whip it. It takes a minute. You're holding down. You whip. How are you going to force a guy to galus? So what he says is that if you want to say, listen, I don't care, I'm chayv galus, I don't care anyways, I'm going to live in society anyways, I don't care, I'm a threat to society, I'm dangerous, I don't care, I'm not listening. So the denial of the Ari Miklat is mechayv yom misa. It's the fact that you are rejecting Ari Miklat, and you're saying is, I don't care that I'm a tzeach b'shkaga, I'm living in society anyways. The denial of the chayv galus comes at the expense of death. Okay? But the death, so if you leave Ari Miklat, then we can get rid of you. We can't allow this guy to live in our society. We kill you. Don't want to go to Ari Meklat? We could kill you. But if you're running to Ari Meklat, you're running there. You're not denying Ari Meklat. You're on your way. So then you're not. You're then really chayv galus, and you're doing galus. So then you're not going to be able to kill him, right? So that's interesting. If you say that the Ari Meklat is mechayv yumisa, I'm sorry, the ritzich is mechayv yumisa, and it's just that you need a mechaper, right? So then the mechaper is that you're in Ari Meklat. If you're there, you're there. If you're not there, you're not there. But if you say it's only mechayiv yugalus and it's the denial of the galus which is mechayiv yumisa, so then here you're not denying it, you're running, you're on your way. So the Gemara says like this. So the Gemara tried to bring a proof from the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah was on Tess Amud Beis, and it says. Mostrim lo shnei talmidei chachamim, shema yehargenu b'darach. So you give him two talmidei chachamim. When you send the guy to galus, Bezdin sends him to galus. They give him two talmidei chachamim, and those talmidei chachamim are less the relative will kill him on the way. So they'll speak to the Rotzeh, to the Adam, and try to convince him not to kill him, right? Rabbi Meir Omer Afu Medavrei De'atzma. No, you don't send somebody to Chamim. You got to defend yourself. Let him speak for himself. Shneimar v'zed devar haRotzeach. And this is the matter, the word of the Rotzeach. You see, the word of the Rotzeach. What's the word of the Rotzeach? Oh, he uses his own words. He has no. You don't use Tamachal. You don't use Tamid the Chum, but he uses his own words. Right? Okay, Rashi. V'edabru elav el gol adam. They speak to the gol adam. Omrim lo, al tenag b'minuk shev chedamim. Don't treat him like a murderer. B'shagag b'am, I said there was b'shagag. Okay, so this is a machlokas. This is a machlokas. Machlokas is, do we supply Talmid HaChamim, basically it's Bezin supply Talmid HaChamim to walk him to Arim HaKlat to help protect him? Or you say, no, that's his responsibility. That's his responsibility. The Rambam. Okay? Yeah, the Rambam says like this in the Pirush Mishnayos, V'idabra Rotzeh Lomar, B'zeshem Medabrim Gol Adam, they speak with the Gol Adam, Imradaf Es Rotzeach. If the Gol Adam is actually chasing him, then the Talmid HaChamim will speak to him. V'omrim lo b'shkago harag. Right? He killed B'shogeg, V'har Asul, L'har Go B'Rasha. You can't just kill him, B'Rasha, just because you're angry. V'chol Mashroi L'hatif Lo, L'shach Rogza. Whatever you could do is to kind of ease his, to get his anger down, to calm him down. Right? It's like those guys who are the jumpers, you know? Like you send a police trained guy to kind of calm him down. So you have Tamid Chum who go and they try to appease him. Rabbi Meir Omer Einu Chayv L'tafel B'kach. They're not chayv to be bothered, to be busy with this. Elohu Yoga and Al Atzma will protect himself. And he says, look, he protects himself. And I think they respond, what would you say to that? He says, look, he can defend himself. Right, what would you say to that? Right. So the Meir Racham respond, Amar Lo. He says, I lost my place here, but it says, Harbe shlichos osa. He says, listen, a shliach could accomplish a lot. And Rashi explains. It says, Harbe shlichos osa, dvarim she'ina nasim ha'idei ha'adam, nasim eskab ma'idei harbe ha'idei shlichim. Okay? There's many things a person can't do himself could be accomplished by a shliach. You can't just say, look, do it yourself. What do you need me to do? What do you need to me to come him? What do you need them to bother? Do it yourself. Yeah, but after all, you're the guy who just killed the relative. So it's not so easy. What are you? It's not like you're asking because you're begging for Tamid HaChamim. You simply can't do it. What are you going to do? Talk him down. You're the very guy who he's upset about. But you summon Tamid HaChamim. That makes sense. He's an authority. He knows how to talk to him. He's a chacham. He'll be able to. He's a third party. He'll try to explain. Right. So it's a funny machlokas. I mean, the funny position of Rabbi Meir. He says, nah, he'll talk for himself. And the Rambam explains it. He says, you're not chayev to be tafel, to bother with it. You're not chayev to, you don't bother the Tamid HaChamim. But I think the question is what do you mean bother them? Why don't we care? I mean, it's not bother. I mean, they're chayev to save his life. Isn't that the point? You want to try to save the guy from being killed? Right? So what's this idea of him being bothered? So, but by the way, just as an aside, this becomes relevant. Our Gemara brings this up because if you're saying is that the Gol Adam is allowed to kill him, so then what exactly are they going to tell him? See, if you say the Gol Adam is not allowed to kill him, so then the Chamim are going to come in and say, start giving him Asra. Say, listen, you can't do this. If you do this, you're going to Misa. But if you say that the guy's allowed to kill him, then what are the Chamim going to do? He's allowed to kill him. So it says, no, the Gemara says, still, he tries to talk him down. Even if he's allowed to, we don't want that to happen. So you'd rather talk him down. We'd rather it if he'd be honest to go to our miklat. So the Chum are going to kind of talk him down. That's how it comes up in our Gemara. Which is reasonable, you know? Makes sense. Even if you say technically he's allowed to kill him because he's Chayiv Misa, but still there is a clause that he can get to our miklat. So the Chum will try to get him there. You know? So that's the question. What's the Machlokes? What's the argument to say that we would or would not have to supply the Chum on his behalf? Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's a bezin. Rama says it's positive. Shivo soho idal yer meklata. The bezin brings him, returns him to our meklat. And when they bring him, this is how they bring him. They're going to say to him in the chum. Right? So if it's basically, it's like, what's the halacha? It's like it's the onesh of bezin to send him to our meklat, right?
Wait, what do you mean the onesh?
I mean, that's what Yischayev. That's what Yischayev galus. I mean, it is an onesh galus.
On the basin?
No, it's an onesh on the guy that he sends to the galus, right?
So then what were you saying? It's an onesh on the basin?
It's an onesh of the basin.
Oh, okay.
Onesh of the basin. The basin is punishing him, and Yischayev, when they're paskening or whatever, Yischayev galus, right? Now, if Yischayev galus, then wouldn't it make sense that they get him to galus? Right? I mean, he's chayv to go to galus, right? Bezin's psak is galus. So now, wouldn't you think that it's reasonable to administer the galus? Right? I mean, isn't that... Like, after all, what's he chayv? He's chayv to galus, and now it's going to turn out, along the way, he's going to end up getting killed. So that's not going to... He's not going to do galus.
Are you saying, like, Beis Din needs to have a maisa of their...
I'm saying psak? I'm saying is right. And if the chayv is psak, he has chayv galus... So then you could say that's part of the role of the Bezin is to administer the galus. So what does that mean? To bring him to galus. Mm-hmm. And if along the way he's going to be killed and he ends up never getting to galus, then he's not really, they're not really actualizing their chiyuv.
Is that saying that the psak of every psak of Beis Din needs a seal?
Yeah, I would think so. Well, that's a question. I'm saying is like, do you learn, that's what I'm saying, this side is learning that it's like Beis Din, it's not just an us, that's a question, I guess, is it just a psak of Beis Din that he is chayev galus, which means has like an obligation to go to exile, or is it actually like a maisa Beis Din? Like Beis Din is chayev to punish him by throwing him in galus, you know what I mean, like, or bringing him to galus. Like, is it just an idea? What does it mean chayev galus? Does it just mean, it's just a removal? That's like what you're looking at it. It's like, look, it's a removal. Beis Din says, look, we're not protecting him anymore. If he wants to be safe, let him go to galus. So then I guess you'd say, like, well, Yaakov, your point is, look, if he's on his own, he lost his protection. What does galus mean? Galus means you don't belong in our society. We're not protecting you anymore. Galadam, if you want, you get him. So why are we sending him into Chama? Like, that's his own problem. The whole idea of galus, achiv galus means we take him away. He says, well, he's not part of our society anymore, and he has to go to galus, and now it's up to him. That's the whole idea of Achiv Galus, is we're not going to protect him. Now what? Now all of a sudden we're going to protect him? Isn't the whole idea, as he says, the whole idea of Galus means that he's on his own. He lost his protection. So now he goes and he'll make his own negotiations. If he kills him, look, it's not our responsibility. The whole idea is that if you kill Bashogi, you lose the protection of society, unless you're an Armikla. But the other way to learn it is Galus is not just a removal, but Galus is a positive Chiv that Beis Din administers to him. It's not just that we won't protect him, we'll send him to Galus. It's a positive chiyuv, just like Beis Din whips a guy who's chayev malchus, we bring a guy who's chayev Galus to Galus. It's not just a removal of protection. It's actually like an onus of Beis Din. We're putting him there in order to give him kapara, in order to help him do tshuva, whatever, he's chayev Galus. So now if Beis Din knows that if they just say chayev Galus, it's a good chance he's never going to get there because the Goldam is going to kill him, so we have to do everything in our power to carry out our onesh. So what's our onesh? Our onesh is Galus. So we want to bring him to Ari Miklat. So that's the question. Is Ari Miklat like a positive obligation that Beis Din's putting him in Ari Miklat, or is it just saying Galus just means we remove our protection? And now if he wants to be safe, he has to go to Ari Miklat. So if he wants to be safe, he's going to Ari Miklat, let him go on his own. If he can do it on his own, he can do it on his own. Right? But if you were to learn that it's a positive punishment, that Beis Din has to bring him and, you know, carry out the punishment. So you're going to have to decide, you're going to have to make sure it happens. The way you make sure is by Tamid Chum. So that's what Remei learns there, Zed Dvar Rotzeach. The Dvar Rotzeach means the Rotzeach himself deals for himself. It's his own words. He's on his own. The idea is when you kill, you're on your own. Until you're an Ari Miklat, you're on your own. Okay. Or do you say, no, you're not on your own, you're chayev galus. Beis Din is forcing you, so it's a chiyah, so it's chayev Beis Din. Beis Din has to make sure, they have to be intelligent to make sure it happens. Yeah, okay, what would you say, though? Why does he answer back? He says, no, there's many things, he says he could talk for himself, and he answers back, no, that many things a shliach could accomplish that a guy can't accomplish himself. Like, that's what he answers. He says, you're chayev to send them into Chumim because they'll be better at it. Right? They'll be better at it.
Wouldn't that kind of uproot what we were saying before about the Beis Din's requirement to, like, make sure he gets there?
Well, that's what he said. That's his argument. And that's their argument to him, is that since Beis Din makes sure he gets him, you can't just rely on the fact that he'll be able to smooth talk his way out of it. because shluchim are going to be better at it. And since Bez and Schai have to make sure it happens, you can't just rely on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it seems like even Rabbi Meir would say, if it's definitely a death sentence, then we can't just let him go. It seems like the Chomer saying is, listen, he's Chai, we remove his protection. Now, we're not throwing him to the dogs, we're not killing him, we're just kind of leaving him alone. So hopefully he'll be able to fend for himself, and look, it's a good chance he will. Look, is it for sure? No, but that's not our responsibility. Look, he'll probably be able to do it, and we don't have to bother. But if you say that it's the chiv of Bezin to make sure that he gets gullus, and then Bezin has to do everything in their power, they have to make it certain, as certain as possible, so then they have to do it. Okay. So another Gemara is an interesting thing. Gemara says, is what do we do if a guy kills Bishogig, so he runs to Ari Mekla, and we send Talmidei Chachamim with him in order to convince the guy not to kill. Right? And he's going to convince the relatives not to kill. So the Gemara says, so what are they going to tell him? What do they tell him? What did the Talmidei Chachamim tell him? So they say, listen, he killed Bishogig. It was by accident. Right? We try to talk him down by saying it was an accident. Right? That's what they say to him. Right? Makes sense. It's reasonable. He says, don't kill him. Be rational. He killed by accident. It was an accident. He didn't mean it. Seems simple, right? That's what else would you say? So you see, the Gemara is a strange, strange Gemara. The Gemara asks, Pshita, obviously he killed by accident. The Ibn Mazid bar Galasu. If he was Mazid, would he be running to Galas? What do you have to say? He's a Shogeg. Obviously he's a Shogeg. The guy's running to Galas. So what do you have to say that for?
Why is the Gemara asking that question, though?
Okay, good. Why? What's your problem?
I mean, it doesn't seem like that's going to dissuade... You know, that's not the main problem with the question over there.
Right. Right, let me see Rashi. Pshita, kivan dehu gola, since he's going to do this, vadei shogeg harag. He definitely shogeg. Di ibn mezer harag v'chi gola. If he was mezer, would he be going to galus? Right? So spell out what you're asking. I think you're asking the right thing, but spell it out. It's shogeg. Right, and what's the point of this, of these Talmidei Chacham, is to persuade the relative not to kill, right? So what do they say to persuade him? They say, listen, it was a shogeg. It was an accident. So now, imagine the scene. What's the goal that I'm going to say? Pshita! What are you telling me that for, right? That's what is this? Isn't a Gemara. This is a conversation where you're trying to talk the guy down.
Probably a right? Heated conversation.
Yeah, it's a heated conversation. You're calming the guy down. We're not going to tell him that because it's Pashut? Why else would he be running to Ari Miklot? That's not the point. The point is to get into his head. To talk to the guy. To calm him down. To say, listen, buddy, it's a shogeg. You don't assume the guy knows he's shogeg because why else is he running to Ari Miklot? So therefore what? So don't say anything to him? Don't tell him it was shogeg because he obviously knows it? Think about it, man. Obviously, why is he running to Ari Miklot? Must be he's a shogeg. The point of the Talmidei Chacham is to talk him down. To calm him down. You don't say, Pshita. Pshita is a very fine thing to do if we're going to go halachic discussion. But if we're trying to explain how we psychologically talk to him, it doesn't really make sense to say Pshita. It doesn't seem to fit the situation. Right? It's a problem. So you'll see what the Gemara says. The Gemara is funny. Keeps going. Doesn't answer that. It answers, it says, no. It says, and yes, mazids do go to Ari Miklat sometimes. V'yatanya Rabbi Yossi Rira Omer, v'tchila echad shogeg v'echad mazid mekdim l'Ari Miklat. So right after you kill, every killer right away runs to Ari Miklat. Mazid shogeg, you run to Ari Miklat. U'bezin sholchan mevino so misham. And Bezin then fetches him from Ari Miklat. They try his case and they figure out whether he's mazid shogeg. Maybe he should schayv misa or go. Sh'nemar shalchu zikne yiro v'lachu so misham. Right? Because it says that the Ziknei, the Bezin, takes him out of there and hands him over to the Goldam to kill him. Because by Mezid, that's halacha, that the Goldam gets first crack to kill him. If he's Mezid. You give him over to the Goldam, and the Goldam can kill him. Okay, the Bezin doesn't have to do it, they give him to the Goldam. But Mishelo and Schai, Shinishelo and Schai, Patrush, and everybody see Loido, Sortech, Mia Goldam. And if he's Potter, then he's off the hook. Mishel and Schai, Galas, Melchior, Solom, Koma. And if he's Chayiv Galus, then Bezdin returns him to Galus. So the Chachomer saying is that the procedure is everyone runs to Galus. Whenever you kill, we send you to Galus. Or you run to Galus. And then later, Bezin looks into the matter, and then they resolve it, and then maybe they'll send you back, or maybe they won't. So therefore, and Rebbe Omer, Miatzman and Golan, Kesvurim, Mechel Jehov, Mezin Koltos, Vein Yodush, Shoshel Koltos, Mezin Koltos. He says, no, no, no. You don't, mazes don't run to battle, Toyar Meklat. They practically used to because they made a mistake. The mazes guys thought that they are protected. But in fact, halachically, they don't have a right to run. Halachically, they don't go to our Meklat. There's a machlokas, we'll get to that. But it's machlokas whether or not mazes really have a right to go to our Meklat, or practically they just did because they didn't realize. But bottom line is, what's the Gemara saying? Is that mazes also run to our Meklat. Right? Mazes also run to our Meklat. Whether because they should or they don't know, whatever. Mama's mazes run to our Meklat. So therefore, what's the Gemara saying with that? Since mazes also run to Meklat.
Not pshita.
So now it makes sense. Why are you telling the guy that he's a shogay? Because it's not so pashat. What?
Mazes try to get in?
Yeah, mazes try to get in. And in fact, he's saying mazes have a right to get in until Bezdin tries him. So therefore, while he's running on the road, if he's a shogay, now it makes sense that Tamid Chamim are going to tell him, hey, listen, he's not a mazes, he's a shogay. This is a shogay guy. I know he's running to Meklat, but mazes run to Meklat. This is shogay.
The Gol Adam has a Havamina that this was a meeting.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Or at least now, since it's not clear, so now the Tamei Dechamim are going to try to clarify. I mean, sometimes that happens, right? I mean, the relative, all of a sudden, I'm sure a lot of relatives think, they project all kinds of evil motivations onto the guy. You know, you didn't know, you did it on purpose, you know? So it's basically saying is they're talking him down and they're explaining to him that it was Shogeg, right? So it's answering the question. So where is Pshita? If only Shogeg's ran to Meklat, then I understand you don't have to tell him anything. But since it's saying is no, that only the mazes and Shogeg's both run, so now I understand why you have to tell him. Right? You have to tell him, you have to show him that he was only Shogeg. Right? Yes. So the problem is, what do you see? You see the Gemara accepted the question of Pshita, and it answered it. Right? But my problem is what is bothering you, Avi, is what's the whole thing? Doesn't even make sense altogether. Why do they want to have to answer that kind of question? Right? Why do they want to have to answer that question? What's the whole question altogether? I mean, the Gemara just sounds like it's just missing the boat here. The whole point is where it's a psychological, it would seem to be it's a psychological Gemara. The Gemara is, you sent me the Chum is because of the psychology of the Gol Adam. And the Gemara is making a seemingly, mistakenly, bringing in, not psychology, but just some like a halachic discussion, is pashat. What's the chiddush? Not everything is what's the chiddush. I looked around, I didn't see anyone really taking this question up. It's like, it's a hard Gemara. What's it asking? It's saying psychologically, you try to convince him not to kill him. What's the problem? Pshita, it's obvious that he's a shogeg. It's hard to understand. He's talking to his emotions. But that's my problem, is that when you're trying to convince a guy, you're not talking to his mind. You're talking to his emotions. When you're talking to a Gemara, you're talking to a person's mind. So then you don't have to say something which you could know with your mind, or you could deduce with your mind. You don't have anything more to say. It's Pshita. Anyone with their mind could figure it out. You don't have to say it. But when you're talking to a guy's emotions, you're not talking to this guy's mind, he's talking to his emotions. You're trying to calm him down. So you're talking to the guy's emotions, there's no answer. Why do you have to tell me that? It's Pshita. That's true, but this is an emotional thing. It's an emotional thing. Emotions don't say Pshita.
Here.
Okay, so maybe it's just a simple answer. He's not asking, why do you tell him this? Because it doesn't make any sense. Of course you have to tell him this. It's asking, why do you need to tell me the Chachon? Why it strikes you as funny, probably. Well, why are Tamid Chacham are the pros that are talking guy down?
As opposed to
this trained psychologist who's good at jumping the team.
Right, but that could be what they were.
It could be. But my point is that it's not necessarily the Tamid Chacham who's the best at talking to a guy psychologically. I mean, sometimes it could be, but why is the, like, you should say you give him an expert or someone who's going to be able to talk to him. Yeah, an expert in being able to talk a common guy down. You send the messengers, Bezin Shev designated messengers, who are trained in psychology and talking guy down and calming guy down and whatever. What's Tamid Chachamim? I mean, Tamid Chachamim, it's like, what is he Tamid Chachamim for? It's a matter of, if he's just, I'm telling you guys psychologically, listen, he was shogeg, you should know it's not a big deal, you should relax, calm down, take a breath, think it over. I mean, you need a Tamid Chachamim for that. That's not a job of a Tamid Chachamim per se. But if you're telling me there's some halachic nuance here, if, for instance, sometimes some people who run to galus go to our shogeg, some people who run to galus are mezer. Now you're telling me he's a mezer shogeg, really? How do you know he's a shogeg? Are you qualified to make that decision? This is just not such a simple decision. Talmud Chacham is trustworthy to convey to him that he's a shogeg and not a mezer. If there's a halachic point here, if there's a chiddush that he's a shogeg, this guy's a shogeg. You should know he's a shogeg. I know he's running to galus, but this is legit. This is a guy who's running to shogeg to galus as a shogeg. So you're going to teach him, you're explaining to him why he's running to galus. He's a shogeg. And you say, listen, we're experts. We know. We're telling you the guy's a shogeg. And we're passing judgment that he's a shogeg. And even though he's running to Tamid Miklat, he's and mezes do run to Tamid Miklat, this is not one of those guys. So then you understand why it demands expertise, halachic expertise. Then I understand why he sent Tamid Chachamim. Or the Gemara had, if because they're giving him Asra, they're going to teach him halacha, you should know if you're going to kill, then you're going to be Misaf. Then also I understand why Tamid Chachamim. But if you're going to tell me all they're doing is just telling him the obvious, stating the obvious, just to talk to his emotions, I understand that that's important, but then you don't need Tamid Chachamim. The fact that it's Tamid Chachamim, the Gemara is deducing, it must be there's some chiddush here. Something which you're teaching him which isn't at all obvious. So it says, Pshita. It's obvious he's a shogeg. You don't need an expert. It's obvious that the guy's running Tamid Miklat. Everyone runs Tamid Miklat as a shogeg. If that were the case, then there's no judgment call here. It's just a matter of reminding him the obvious. So get an expert who's good at doing that. But the Gemara answers, no, it's not true. Mezids also run Tamid Miklat. They do. Tamid Miklat is run to by both Tamid Rasha, by shogegs and mezids. So now you're going to have to talk him down. And how are you going to talk him down? The main thing is to talk him down is to convince him that the guy's a shogeg, not a mezid. Oh, well, that you need to make a chum for. That's already a halachic discussion. A regular guy who works for the police isn't necessarily going to be able to determine shogeg or mezid. You have to make a question, really, is he shogeg? Why is he shogeg? What did he do? So Talmud Chacham is an expert. So that's what he's saying. Now I understand why you need to have a Talmud Chacham. So my answer is that although the Gemara sounds like it's asking, why do you need to say this altogether, that he's shogeg, I'm saying is that's not what it's asking. It understands why you're doing that. It's asking why you need Tamid Chachamim. And the answer is, that's why Pshita. Pshita means it's obvious. It's obvious why you need Tamid Chacham for. What's the point of using Tamid Chacham? Must be there's some chiddush here. Oh, there's a chiddush. Because the Shemez is also wrong. You know what I mean?
The theory?
Yeah, right. I'm saying is if you didn't have a Talmud Chacham, so then it wouldn't work. Because you're going to try to talk him down, and he's going to say, listen, you're just a jerk. You know what you're talking about.
Right, you're not trying to persuade the guy.
Well, you are, but you have to, you know, like, for instance, if you talk a guy down, if you, let's say you're a guy talking a guy down, and you say, listen, people, your family loves you.
Right.
And they say, what do you mean? I don't have a family. I know what you're talking about. This doesn't work. You gotta be able to hold your own in this conversation of trying to convince him. Now you're gonna say, listen, you should don't kill him. He's a shogeg. He'll say, well, why is he a shogeg? He's not. Who are you? Who made you a rabbi? And who gives you the expertise to say he's a shogeg? He's not a shogeg. He's an amazing. And the guy will get upset. And if you're not a Talmud Chacham, you're not gonna be able to convince him that he's a shogeg. So you have to convince him because sometimes mezids run, and everyone knows that sometimes mezids run. So now if you're saying is that we sent Tamid Chachamim here is to help talk him down, and you're talking him down involves an emotional component, but also involves an intellectual component. You have to be able to convince him that the guy's a shogeg. So you need Tamid Chachamim. What I'm saying is, so therefore you need Tamid Chachamim. But I'm saying if it were not the case that mezids ran, if the only people who ever ran Tamid Chachamim were shogegim, so then there's no point of having a Tamid Chachamim. Then you just need an expert at the smooth talking. So then that's not, Talmud Chacham isn't an extra smooth talking, they're different skills. Smooth talking is one thing, Talmud Chacham is a different thing. But what I'm saying is, no, you need a Talmud Chacham, because shogeg mezid, he has to know all the sugyas, he has to understand, he has to convince, he has to show him the svara, show him why it's a shogeg, show him, explain to him the situation. So that makes sense. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good example. I have to be critical of the Gemara, because I don't understand how you can make some sense of the simple shot. You know, this is kind of a pshat answer. I'm not really saying a big svara here. I'm just kind of saying, like, I don't see another way to learn pshat. Yeah. Okay. So what don't we do is, why don't we stop? Let's try next time, tomorrow, I guess, to talk about the next question about whether mazes do run or not. That's a machlokas. Do mazes get to run Torah Mikolad at first, or they don't? You know? Just the further question.
Next part of the Gemara?
Next part of the Gemara, yeah.